This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Generation Fusion. I'm your EB Games Level 9 EB World sponsor, Andrew.
Hi, and this is his mother, or co-host, Amanda. Actually, I'm both roles. And major supporter of your EB card.
I have some nitpicks.
You have some nitpicks?
So about, must have been almost 10 years ago now, I had an EB World Level 9 card.
Yes, you did.
It was black. Yes. Like carbon fibre.
It was special.
Because I spent a lot of Uncle's money there.
Yeah, you sure did.
So much of his money.
Yes.
That I leveled up.
Yes.
I was proud of that.
Yeah. It was like the platinum card, wasn't it?
It was a platinum card. It was the highest level you could get.
Yes, and back in the day it actually meant something.
Yeah, no, it didn't.
Oh, well.
You didn't get your discounts.
No, but it did give you a little bit more pulling power in a way.
Yeah.
But hey, good lead in today's topic.
No, I haven't finished.
You haven't finished?
I haven't finished. What happened is EB Games decided they were going to change their policy and stuff, and because I had been given the card as a gift, I didn't have the email or the phone number, that they couldn't, I didn't get the memo. And I would have thought, you know, when I'd gone in, you know, every weekend to spend all of Uncle's money.
Yes, and they quite happily checked your card.
They checked my card. They'd tell me, hey, you need to go on and confirm this and you can ring up EB Games and stuff.
They could have, but they didn't. No.
And then one day I went in and tried to use my card and they were like, oh, this doesn't work anymore because we didn't do our jobs.
Yeah, and the bit that you're really indignant about is they took it off you.
Yeah, and then they tried to get me to have a new one.
Yeah.
And that was at the point Uncle said no.
No.
That's I agreed with him on that one.
Yeah. Because it didn't actually mean anything. But good lead in today's topic.
Because by that point I'd been spending money there for 10 years.
Yeah.
Back when it was, you know, they actually had games.
Exactly.
Like PC games, and they had Doctor Who Sonic Screwdrivers and stuff.
Oh, they had so much there. So as I keep trying to say, it's a good lead in today's topic that we're going to talk about is EB Games.
Then my digital technology teacher turns out he used to work at EB Games. He's the one that sold me Fallout 4 for the first time.
Yeah.
Little. And that's the reason I'm in his digital technology. I was in his digital technology class.
Well,
full circle thing, isn't it? Dominoes. Has been like talking about yesterday.
And you did tell him about that.
I did tell him about that.
Yes.
And he told me how, you know, he had been working there for 18 years, so he had seen little kids and he had helped them get stuff off the shelves to then actually them working at EB Games.
That's right. And so we're going to do a little talk about EB Games today.
Because they are shutting down in New Zealand, and I am indifferent about it.
Yes, but it's a good topic to talk about because we can talk a little bit around some of the history around it. And it's always really been on the scene in New Zealand. Later times.
It's always been on the scenes in New Zealand since the 90s.
Well, no. EB Games was operating a store in Palmerston North in January 2009.
Oh.
Yep. The exact opening year is not specified, but the store located was in the Plaza Shopping Centre. It was already established enough to have a large queue of approximately 150 people for a game launch on January the 30th, 2009.
That was the day when people actually waited in queues for games to launch.
Yes, that's exactly right.
And I remember there also used to be an EB Games in downtown.
Were there? Yes,
yeah, there
that's
were.
Right. Yes. I forgot about that. Yes.
It was obviously big enough they could have two stores in Palmerston North.
Well,
basically across the road from each other.
Now, was EB Games, was there one on, there was a
EB
game store.
EB Games stands for Electronic Boutique.
Yes, we learned about that because it was quite interesting because it was yesterday, wasn't it, that we were talking in the car, which we do a lot of talking about.
If we recorded it, it would be an extra hour-long episode.
Yes, we had quite a large talk about it because it came out, I was talking with you about this before Christmas, wasn't it, that EB Games were thinking, are we going to close, are we not? It was just a topic of discussion that they were going to have.
It was a leaked email between its stock shareholders, yes. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it was something like that, but it was more of a discussion. It wasn't like this. And then they said, was it yesterday? The day
couple
before,
days ago.
A couple of days ago, they said it was actually quite abrupt because it was just as simple as of 31st January 2026, EB Games will be disestablished and the shops will shut.
It's funny, you think they'd want to wait till the next fiscal year so their financials would be neat.
Well, yeah, they say they've pulled out of the music market because of poor performance. And this is part of the conversation we were having yesterday.
Every time I go into EB Games, it's packed and I have to wait into a line. What are they talking about? Poor performance.
Well, that's what we've always found, because even when we went up travelling up to Hamilton the last couple of
years. Hamilton EB Games, Taupo EB Games, Wellington EB Games, all the EB Games we've been to.
Are full of people. Yeah. Although I have to say that over time, because you used to go there, and the big selling point was never really for me, because I never bought games from there. There was another game store here in Palmerston North.
The Warehouse.
No. There was another game store on Church Street.
Well, the Warehouse did sell video games back then.
Well, yes, they did. I think EB Games have always been more of a console game. And I always played PC.
They've been more of a merchandise store.
Yes, I was always more of a PC. I've always found it really hard to find PC games. Because actually, funnily enough, gamers weren't really on. They were more on the Xboxes and the PlayStations and all that. But I was a rarity. And so it was harder to find some. And there was a great shop on Church Street. But that's not what we're talking about.
And cash converters. And the Warehouse. The Warehouse back when it had its like pixel art logo. Yes, because I have found back when games used to come in boxes, not disc cases, boxes.
Oh, yes,
with full game manuals.
I was just trying to remember, we're on Church Street. You know where the cafe is? What is that?
B2B.
B2B. It was beside B2B.
Oh, where the flights in, where the travel agents are now.
Well, actually, I think.
Where the taxis park.
Yeah, I actually think B2B might have been it.
Oh.
And it was a great little shop there. But we went to EB Games largely to buy collectibles.
Yeah.
So if you wanted anything to
do. Because it used to be cheaper than just ordering off Amazon.
Well, actually, back in the day, Andrew. Well, buying anything online was hard to do. And I'm talking back.
What back in the day are we talking about?
Pre 2015.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. So if you wanted to buy any of those collectible stuff, like Doctor Who, EB Games was the place to go and get any Doctor Who stuff.
Yeah.
You just couldn't get it. They never sold Star Trek stuff.
No, disappointed. Well, no, they sell some Star Trek stuff now.
Yeah, now, but not.
What, the Funko Pops? That's the.
Their biggest. And I've noticed now that recently Funko Pops seems to be quite a big thing there. So I never really got into the EB Games shopping experience, I guess you'd call it that, until you and Stephen came along. And you were.
And came along, you mean about 2015?
Yeah. Well. You were much earlier than Stephen.
I remember the first time I remember ever going to EB Games, I must have been about 4 with Cara.
Yes.
Going with her and Rion and Savannah to the plaza, and I got my 11th Dr. Sonic screwdriver that...
Yes, that would be right.
Well, no, the one I got, it was the one that was like a flashlight.
Yes. And I know I did try to buy Fortnite merchandise there, because that would have been what Stephen. But only recently, recently in the last 2 years, have you been able to buy Fortnite stuff, really?
And also, cheap has gotten cheaper. Back, like with the Sonic screwdriver I got, it was cheap, but it's actually made out of plastic and metals. Whereas, the Fortnite merchandise you buy from EB Games, even the action figures and stuff, are cheap. plastic that break easily.
And on an interesting note, the last 2 years in particular, I have been able to get a lot of the Fortnite, Minecraft.
You know how that is, Mum?
Merchandise from the warehouse.
Yeah. It's because there's a whole new generation of people.
Yes.
Kids. There are kids born in 2020. Past the lockdown entirely, that are playing Fortnite.
Yes, and there's a whole new resurgence of Minecraft coming through, and that's because of the movie. But you can go to the warehouse and buy it, and it's identical
stuff.
You
can also go to the warehouse and buy Star Trek. Well, it depends on the season.
Yes, but there's so much of what was more, I guess, boutique or specialised to EB Games. You just can pick it up from the warehouse.
I suppose the warehouse has removed stuff like the DVDs.
Yes.
And they don't sell video games anymore.
And I think that's probably a lot of why EB Games has also floundered in the last, because we talked about how you had to buy the CDs to play any of your Xbox games or Xbox One or all of those. Now it's all online.
Yeah. And also it's cheaper to buy stuff online, both games and actual things. Not cheaper to buy toys and stuff.
No.
But it's roughly the same price because, like, Amazon has a distribution centre in Australia.
Yes.
So it's not that much expensive anymore.
No, not anymore. And I remember the last actual game I purchased for myself from EB Games, I remember buying, I can't remember what it was. I got you get the disc off the shelf, and I went over to the counter. And they just printed off the codes, put it inside the, and you didn't even get a disc or anything.
If you're lucky, you got a cardboard in the shape of a disc.
Yeah, and I was like, wait, what's this? Because that's on the assumption everybody's got internet access, which, you know.
Which they do now.
Which you do now. But I remember the whole thing was taking home and having your disc that, it's just so, I think things have really changed. And I've noticed too, because in the previous years you'd go in and you'd go through all their second hand.
It was like browsing a comic book store.
It was. And occasionally you'd go, oh, yeah, that game. And I noticed recently it was just the same stuff.
And maybe it's just me, or maybe this is the reason they are dying. It was because I remember back when new games came out, it was like, this is going to be cool. I need to get this and play this day one. But now I see new games. Like, the game that won Game of the Year last year was like, maybe if it was free.
Yes. And also, you go back to that whole lining up to get the new game. Well, now you can go on and just go on to Steam.
Pre-order it.
And
pre-install it on your console, so when it does release, it's already downloaded.
That's right. And all of a sudden, there's no need to go into the shop to buy it or anything like that. It's there on your machine, ready to go.
Yeah.
I guess they've, in a way, have tried to break into other markets, but I don't think successfully.
They try to sell PC peripherals like keyboards and headsets and stuff.
Yes.
But much like the reason I don't buy that stuff from JB Hi-Fi, PB Tech's cheaper because they don't have to they buy everything in bulk, so they don't put as much of their own price on it.
Yes, and at once upon a time, the only place you could really buy those, like a keyboard or headsets that went with your Fortnite or your Pikachu or any of that, Pokemons, was EB Games. But now I notice, like, even just going to PB Tech.
I've been in dairies that sell keyboards.
Well, no, but to do, PB Tech, we went in there just before Christmas and they had all the Minecraft keyboards and
mouses and headsets.
And I'm pretty sure if I went to the guys at the counter and said, hey, I want a Pikachu gaming console.
There's a Nintendo Switch themed Pikachu.
Yes. Or if I said,
sorry,
to them,
wrong way around. There's a Pikachu themed Nintendo Switch.
Yes. And there's also a, I could get a Pikachu controller for Xbox. And I'm pretty sure PB Tech could get that for me.
Yeah.
The
only thing PB Tech doesn't sell is video games.
Yeah.
But they sell gift cards to Steam or Xbox.
Exactly. And, you know, like, I'm also thinking back to when Stephen first started playing Fortnite. gift cards. You had to go and buy them from EB Games, you know, and then you'd give it to the person. Well, now you don't have to do that. You don't have, you know, if I want to give Stephen, because I quite often give Stephen his V-Bucks as a Christmas present or birthday present or as a reward, whereas once upon a time I'd have to give him the gift card. And that was a real pain, and you'd search either. I used to wish they did it at the warehouse, but you never. You had to go to EB Games to get them. Now I just go on, and I just buy him his V-Bucks that he needs. And if it was a gift, like if there was a skin, like I want to gift it to you, I just
– Press gift.
I just gift it, yeah, via – well, only Stevens is set up for gifting, so I – Stephen's a gift. But I just go onto his, and if I want to gift you something, I just gift it to you. And it's like I was thinking recently for the last, I don't know, was it about since intermediate?
Yeah.
You have pretty much been buying birthday presents for your mates on Steam.
I asked them for their top five wish-listed games, and depending on the price, I either buy them one or I buy them all five.
And how do you make sure that, do you just pay for, how do you, you
so
know.
What you do is you add the games to your cart.
Yep.
And then instead of pressing buy for myself, there's a button beside it that says buy as a gift.
So how easy, so if I
it's literally just like buying a game for yourself.
Yes, just you're gifting it somebody.
You select the person you want to give it to, and you can write a message to go along with it.
And so I'm just thinking, for the last 5 years, you've just been gifting games to your friends instead of giving them a gift voucher or buying them, you know.
Do you also know what that is? Because they'll get far more enjoyment out of a game than any physical thing I could give them.
Exactly. And I also think, though, like the other thing is gift vouchers, and gift vouchers are great to give, you know, but the problem with a gift voucher is that you lose them at home.
Yeah.
And we've just had a big tidy up at home, and I've found about 8 of these gift vouchers. And it's great when you can find one that doesn't have an expiry. But if you can say, hey, give me your top 5 games, and I'll purchase your favourite one, if it's within my price range, online.
And also the thing about gift cards are they're round numbers. I give a Steam gift card for $100 to one of my friends. They could buy 2 games, but there's a third game, but it's like $21.99.
Yep.
But they only have $20 left in that 100 gift card.
Yeah.
So I just buy them the game, so they don't. So I just give them.
You just sort of, yeah. And the other thing I was thinking too, it's like when we're gifting on Fortnite. If I want to gift you a skin, it tells me straight away, hey, he's already got that skin.
Yeah.
So I'm not. You're not going to get for your birthday four skins the same.
You can't gift someone the same game on Steam they already have.
Exactly, whereas, you know, you can accidentally buy the person's, you know, 4 things the same. So I think the
And also the great thing is that you can just gift games when there are sales.
But,
you know, if you go and you can't buy a gift card or a physical game on sale.
Yeah.
Like, you use the gift card on the sale, but
yeah, exactly. And so when I look at looking at what countries still have EB Games.
Is that Canada and Australia?
Well, it is now just down to New Zealand. There were just 3 countries, Canada, Australia and New Zealand, and now it's just Canada and Australia.
One thing I find is super stupid is it was just like a year or two ago that EB Games in the Plaza finished doing that massive remodel.
I know, and it really, I find that really interesting too. I think it's
I think one thing that would work really well is if the actual individual owners of the EB Games had the option of keeping it as EB Games, just not as the big company. It's its own little store.
Again, boutique indicates something small of a niche market.
Mm.
And it used to be where you could go to buy the things that you couldn't get in New Zealand. You know, your Doctor Who merchandise that you couldn't get anywhere because it was
your
before.
Your Pikachu plushies.
You couldn't. Now you can buy Pikachu plushies at the warehouse. At one stage, that was the only place you could buy them was from, and they were reasonably priced at EB Games. They were horrendously priced anywhere else. But now everything, and they haven't kept up, I don't think, with that. They've lost their
I think it's because they're corporate. They're a big multi-billion-dollar company.
And I think that's too, because when I look a little bit over their history, they've been taken over and bigger companies have taken them on, and they do lose that. It's a bit like the dress, Easy Buy.
Easy Buy, yeah.
As soon as they were taken over by a major world company, they go, actually, no, we don't need you anymore.
But also, I kind of wonder if it's kind of mirror what happened with GameStop in America. GameStop was going to shut down. They were going bankrupt. But then what happened is a few weeks after they closed, they made so much money closing.
Yes.
And stuff that actually they can come back. And now just as relevant as they were before.
Well, interestingly enough, in October 2005, EB Games accepted a takeover deal from rival GameStop.
Yeah, it's owned by GameStop.
Yes, so they were taken over, who phased out the EB Game in the United States. And all of the EB Game places were called GameStop. But the name EB Games survived in Canada, Australia and New Zealand due to the local brand recognition.
Because there weren't GameStops in New Zealand.
Exactly. And I think that's gone now.
Because also, I originally thought EB Games was only Australia, New Zealand and Canada. But yesterday you shocked me by saying it was in every European country as
Yes, because I read it. I've got the list here. It was like Denmark, France, Finland, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Norway, Puerto Rico, Spain, Sweden, United Kingdom, United States. It was more
of a virus than GameStop is in America.
Yeah, and I think the interesting thing is that GameStop owns all of the EB Games apart from the one in Canada.
Oh.
Which is owned by Stephen Tetrault, I think. So the Canadian one is owned by a different person.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting to see what happens in Australia, because it's obviously in America that's called GameStop.
I wonder if what they might actually be doing, which would be absolutely hilarious, is if they were pulling EB Games out of New Zealand. And then on the 1st of February, all the signs are replaced with GameStop signs.
Well, yeah, I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
Because I mean, I wouldn't put it past a company like that marketing their shutdown to make money. And then it turns out they're not actually shutting down.
They're just, and then everyone just goes, rebranding. Oh, wow, look at this brand new shop called GameStop.
Because companies have done that before where they're pulling their brand out.
Yes.
But they're just renaming it.
Yes.
Because it's kind of like the Foursquare, how you don't realise that the Foursquare is owned by the same company that owns New World.
I was completely surprised by that.
When I told you that.
Yeah, it was like, oh, yeah. When they talk about a monopoly, it all makes sense now. But I think the problem, and people might, I mean, but feel free to comment on our Facebook page.
Feel free.
Of your opinions. We'd always.
Ms. Normus, we'd love you. We want your opinion.
It would make our hearts break with
no,
joy.
It wouldn't. No, it would make our hearts mend.
It would if someone commented for us. But I reckon that basically what happened is they've lost that niche market.
Yeah.
There's so many things. This is what people talked about, and it's happened.
Which
and
is, as I was saying to you yesterday, this opens up a market for actual boutiques.
Exactly. I think the saddest thing is that special game shop experience, which you used to have. I mean, because we used to go in every so often to the plaza, just have a bit of a browse.
Like, that's the thing is I'm indifferent about EB Games because, well, the only reason I go to EB Games now is because it's just another store in the plaza that, like, I'm not going to go into Farmers, but I'll go into EB Games.
Yes, and I like going into EB Games because I'm like, well, you never know. There
like,
might
they
be
had
something
Fallout
there.
Stuff. They had Fallout stuff.
Yeah, and the last time, I said just before Christmas, we've went in, there was some new Fortnite stuff that we couldn't, and I'd never hadn't seen for Stephen.
I find it funny. Because before Christmas, I went in by myself and I saw there was a bunch of Fallout stuff and I was like, I have to bring Uncle, and I kept trying to bring Uncle, but it didn't work. So in January, Uncle and I, we went and they only had drink bottles and I was like, oh, damn. You know what's funny? Do you know what Uncle said to me?
What?
Oh, well, it'll be back.
Yeah. Nah. Oh, well.
It'll be back in a few months.
I mean, they used to have some real cool stuff. I remember you bought the big, is it?
I bought many helmets from.
Yeah. Do you mean the Fallout 76?
Pre-ordered Fallout 76.
The headset, you've had the, what is the case?
The Pip-Boy.
Yeah, the Pip-Boy.
We got that off Trade Me because I wasn't around when Fallout. Well, actually, no, that brings up another core memory. Back when you and I used to go do stuff on Friday, apart from recording a radio show.
Yes.
We went to the plaza and we had butter chicken or something. I remember eating butter chicken with you, begging you to buy me Fallout 4 because it had just released at EB Games and they had it plastered all over the walls.
Yes.
You know, the entire room was covered in posters of Fallout 4.
Yes.
Little did you know, a year later, Uncle would buy it for me.
I know. I didn't know much about it at the time, excepting I have gone on and we have done some work on Fallout.
You understand it now.
I understand
You understand why it has its R18.
Yeah, I definitely.
But you also understand that it's not what you thought it would be.
No, and at the time, the way you were using it was not the way they intended because you just loved the crafting. And
I just did base building.
You didn't actually play the actual game.
It was until you made me play the game.
And I was like, why aren't you playing the game? And you were like, what game? And I'm like, you know, the actual game. And then there.
Then you start something. I finished that. I've played that game hundreds of times fully.
Yeah. But by that stage, the R18 aspect of it, I wasn't so concerned about because you were well into
it. The R18 aspect was the guns and the blood.
Yes.
And this occasional swear.
Yeah. And it's far more graphic.
And there are implied themes.
Yes.
But actually, like, sex isn't in Fallout 4. It's implied at times. But
no. It was far more graphic as far as violence. It's far more violent than Fortnite.
It's far more. You can decapitate people.
Exactly.
As in violent, it's literally just a texture of red water spraying.
But when I think back, when you were playing it, you would just, as a rather advanced form of Minecraft.
Yeah, that's literally what I used to.
And you just had a wonderful time.
I still do it. Like, I go in, and like the other week, I was playing on doing this full playthrough. Spent the entire day building a vault.
Yeah. So I'm sad to see EB Games is closing and leaving.
But it's the end of an era. Like,
it is, and it's like a lot of things. They haven't kept up. I've gone in so many times, and I'm not into the what do you call it?
Funko Pops.
Funko Pops. I'm not into those.
I'm not into collecting them, but if I see a Doctor Who one or Star Trek one, I get it.
Yeah, and I have no problem with you getting I think that's cool. But it just feels like they've lost their identity, and I guess this kind of
makes they become GameStop.
Yeah, but not enough to make people. I mean, I remember when like Harry Potter, the game came out. People queued up for it. People queued up for all sorts of things.
Yeah,
and I, even though the shops have been busy, and they've always been really good at their promotions.
They have
always done a great promotion.
Literally, as I said. Like they do, as I said, what they did with Fallout is, you know, you walk into EB Games, they have a 50% off sale. Literally the entire room, there is no wall.
No.
You can't see the white wall. It's exactly. Just all covered in posters.
And I'd also like to make a big shout out to the fact that they are really inclusive of people with disabilities. And you think about...
Mum, it's a video game store.
I know. No, no, but what I want to do is because the shop is...
Oh, shoot, we've gone over time. I've gone by over a lot. Time.
It feels so small and cramped.
I was looking at it and then I looked away and now it's 28 minutes anyway.
Oh, but I just wanted a big shout out for that. So, yeah.
Anyway, if you enjoyed this episode... sorry, I swore. I said the S word. If you enjoyed this episode, you can go listen to more by searching up Generation Fusion on Google, or you could go to Spotify and search up Generation Fusion, or you could go to npr.nz/shows/fusion. If you'd like to get some behind the scenes content, you could also Google up Generation Fusion, or you could go to Facebook and search up Generation Fusion, or go to Instagram and search up Generation Fusion.
Yeah.
Also, if you'd like to help us continue to make content and continue to make better content and make sure we don't go the way of EB Games, you can go give a little at doco.nz/org/NPR and donate as little or as much as you feel like. Thank you all for listening, and we'll see you all next time.
Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.